Perhaps a short shiur. Just kidding, sort of. In commemoration of Birchas Kohanim, which we have not had for the last couple of days here in our minyan, but also relevant to last week's parsha. What's the halacha of a kohen who kills someone? During military service, let's say in the army, is he allowed to continue doing Birchas Kohanim? This is a shaila which is quite relevant. Bizman Azeh, it's not totally a modern shaila. There were other times and places where Jews fought in various armies, and in fact, you can even have situations where Jews faced each other on the battlefield, representing different countries. But certainly nowadays, one that takes on added relevance. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that Kohen Shehareges HaNefesh Lo Yisaris Kapav. He's not able to do Birchas Kohanim anymore. And that's it. The Gemara does not give any qualification to that rule. Does that apply across the board? Are there limitations? This is a Machlokas Arishonim and a Machlokas Mechaber and Ramah. The Mechaber Paskins, according to the Rambam, that this is true in all situations. Even if he killed B'shogeg, even if he did Tshuva, he is forever disqualified from Birchas Kohanim. The Ramah says that that's not the case, that if he does tshuva, he is no longer disqualified from Birchas Kohanim. Psak of the Mechaber is, interestingly enough, different in this case than even in the case of a Kohen who worships Avodah Zarah. The Mechaber himself would admit that in that case, it's not necessarily across the board. If he did tshuva, he's able to go ahead and to do Birchas Kohanim again. What's the difference? What's the reason for this difference? So the Achronim explain that there is an essential difference of understanding as to the reason for this psul of a Kohen Shehareges HaNefesh with regard to Birchas Kohanim. The Ramah seems to understand that it's the Aveira, it's the guilt, it's the hate that prevents him from being able to serve as the conduit of Birchas Hashem to the Jewish people. And therefore, it's limited. It depends on the circumstances. If he did tshuva, he'll be able to be reinstated, etc. Mechaber seems to understand that, and this is explicit in Tosis, that there is something inherent in the hands of a person who kills. A person who causes the death of another human being is forever disqualified simply by definition. There's something malus about his hands. Those hands can never serve as, again, the conduit for the Birchas Hashem. If Soloveitchik was medayik from a different Rambam, and that's the case, and there's a nice drasha in Al Tshuva about the role of hands in Birchas Kohanim. The hands are not just, the positioning of the hands is not just a necessary precondition for Birchas Kohanim, it's an essential part of the mitzvah itself, and because the hands play such a dominant role, a person who has killed is never able to do Birchas Kohanim again. This is, nonetheless, there's still room to discuss. Perhaps there has to be some level of responsibility or of guilt in order for the hands to become mos. There is a machlokas when it comes to, let's say, a case of onus, and even a case of onus, there may be different cases of onus. Some may include some level of culpability and some not. But the Mechaber does not address this case explicitly. He writes, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, that a Kohen who worships Avodah Zarah be'ones is not disqualified. Mishnah Berurah cites a machlokas. Does that same psak apply to murder? Or do we again say that murder is different than Avodah Zarah? And even be'ones, he would be disqualified. So all this comes down to the discussions, various discussions about war. There were some poskim who felt that even in the context of war, a person, a Kohen who kills, is disqualified from Birchas Kohanim. This is quoted in the name of Soloveitchik and Nefesh HaRav, even with regard to the Israeli army. That a Kohen who kills someone in the Israeli army in the course of his military service would be disqualified from doing Birchas Kohanim. The hands are inherently rejected. Cites the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim with regard to David HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash, that the hands that killed so many people can't possibly build the Beis HaMikdash. It's a hard psak. I'm sure it would be a very hard psak for a person to receive. It's a hard psak to understand. Certainly, according to the Ramah, there has to be, even if a person killed in a situation which was not a Dvar Mitzvah, even an Ones, and he did Shuvah, he'd be able to be reinstated. There has to be a level of guilt involved. And even according to the Mechaber, it's not clear that in the case of Ones, a person would be disqualified. And the truth is that most poskim don't seem to take this approach. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that it's pashut ubar that a person who kills another person during military service, I mean, it's not even clear that he's talking about the Israeli army, would be able to do Birchas Kohanim. The Rav Avadya, who of course takes the Mechaber's approach, he's Sephardi, and takes the more machmir approach as to when a person would be disqualified, writes that in the course of a service in Tzal, a person who kills an enemy of the Jewish people certainly would be able to continue doing Birchas Kohanim. And my understanding is that that is the common practice. That's what Rav Aviner writes, that this is the common practice for those who have killed. So hopefully we will be zocha to Birchas Hashem through the Birchas Kohanim, and in other ways, have a wonderful day.